I'm Zach Vincent, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. The Bible has many examples of leaders, some great, some bad, but all imperfect, except for one, Jesus Christ. Jesus exemplifies to us the qualities of a perfect leader. He led the 12 disciples, he led a movement, he led corporately, and he led one-on-one. His leadership took on many forms. He led through encouragement, he led through discipline, he led through teaching, he led through example. He started a whole new concept of leadership, the servant leader. In his time on earth, the Jewish people were looking forward to the Messiah coming to rescue them from Rome. This coming Messiah they envisioned to be a mighty king, a warrior like King David to free them from the oppression from the Roman Empire. Jesus turned this all upside down. He said things like, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." And, "The last shall be first, and the first last." He engaged the people with compassion, and he molded and mentored his ragtag group of disciples by leading with example. This example was shown in the upper room during the Last Supper when Jesus was gathered together with his disciples. All of them had been traveling on the dusty road with sandals on, and their feet were undoubtedly sore and dirty from the road. One of the jobs of the servant of the house was to wash the feet of guests. But Jesus got down on his hands and knees and started washing their feet. His disciples were taken back by this gesture, and Peter even asked him not to wash his feet. But Jesus insisted and explained that as he was washing their feet, they too were to wash the feet of others. Of course, this is symbolic for how we are to serve others, with humility and compassion. Imagine the most powerful man in the world washing your feet. What a gesture of caring and leadership. Now, Jesus wasn't weak, and he wasn't afraid to speak his mind, so much so that he often angered the religious leaders of the day. But his intention was always to stand up for the weak, weary, and searching, to save them from ungodly religious oppression, and he did this with zeal and an intense compassion for the needy. For example, he healed a blind man on the Sabbath in spite of the fact that it angered the Pharisees. He saved a woman caught in adultery from being stoned to death. He spoke to and counseled a Samaritan woman who was an outcast, and he even raised a man from the dead. He exhibited great power and authority, but he used it with great humility and empathy. Jesus never shied away from getting personal with his disciples. He lived with them, traveled with them, ate with them. He got to know them one-on-one. He engaged them where they were at. And he didn't just care for them spiritually, he also met their needs physically. Once when he had been teaching for several hours and the crowds of thousands, including his disciples, were hungry, he performed a miracle and gave them food to eat by multiplying a boy's lunch. He was present, he was available, and yes, he also got tired and knew when he needed to recharge. He would get alone in solitude with the Father often. He was God, he was man, and he led as a servant. There is no better leader to look to than Jesus. Studying his life is better than 100 leadership books written by man, for he is the ultimate leader, God in flesh, who came here just for us to be a servant leader. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.